Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, what if I said one word and one number to you, as in Bioshock 4?
I'd say, you've lost your bloody marbles. What's going on?
I tell you that I've lost my mind as much as Xbox era's Nick Baker, who you might know as Shall Ed over on Twitter, okay. Does a little bit of the old leaks. Leaked the fact there's going to be a Mandalorian game, has sort of weighed in on various PlayStation Plus rumours over the years in terms of which games are going to be released, on the different monthly lineups. He sort of says them ahead of time and things like that. Sometimes he gets it right, sometimes he doesn't. So do the whole, pinch of salt and everything. But to quote them, man, Sony are up to their own shenanigans again, and he then says that the next Bioshock game, whatever that's going to be called, whether it's a number or just whatever, just says the next Bioshock game is going to be exclusive to PlayStation. Doesn't say if it's going to be a full exclusive. The assumption is that it'll be a timed exclusive. But yeah, he sort of was talking on the Xbox Era podcast. Should mention that he is the co-founder, co-host as well of Xbox Era, and that the next Bioshock game is PlayStation exclusive, which is a hell of a get if it's true.
Yes.
But timed exclusives for me always just feel so half-baked, because it's just sort of like you get in there with your marketing spiel, but the way the industry works, the person who waits always gets the better version of the game anyway.
Totally,
and that
yeah.
was so much the case with Tomb Raider over when Xbox did it with Rise of the Tomb Raider. So my reaction to this is just kind of, sure. Like, you're better off waiting anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, it seems like a mad get, but it would be in line with what Sony has been saying for the past 2 years now or so. I think it was late last month when they were talking about the 25 new games that they have in development for first-party exclusives. And then someone else at Sony pretty much tweeted, like, if this is our first-party lineup, you wait till you see our third-party deals that we have in place, which could be hinting towards something on the scale of this, getting an established franchise over your brand. However, that in itself poses a bit of a question for me, because when it comes to exclusives, I love the different publishers, the different console makers cultivating their own IPs, cultivating their own exclusives, because I think the competition is ultimately healthy and result in good games. However, I agree with you and think sometimes when it comes to timed exclusivity, especially for established franchises that have historically been cross-gen, that's when the controversy kind of pops up, because it does feel like you're literally only throwing money at a problem and limiting the player base in the process. It was the exact same when Microsoft got Rise of the Tomb Raider, or was it Shadow of the Tomb Raider, the second reboot Tomb Raider game, and everyone kind of kicked off because, that was previously cross-gen. It was at once even associated with, PlayStation, the early trilogy and stuff. And I feel like Bioshock will hit the same controversial markers if this was announced. So while, again, on the surface, it's a cool win for Sony, they get a big name exclusive to their console, for this specific example, I'm a little bit wary and don't think that it's very necessarily good from a PR standpoint.
See, I wonder, because it's long been said that Sony don't have the billions of dollars to contend with the likes of, Microsoft buying Bethesda. They just don't have that much money on the side to throw at a company and lock them down completely. So one of the only things that Sony can do is do the optics play, do the whole, social media style play of, Bioshock goes to PlayStation. Oh my God, it's going to be exclusive. Even if that is just a time thing of a few months or something, it still lets them play that card. Do you think that stuff is effective to a mainstream audience, though? Because you scratch away at the surface at the announcement, and it doesn't take very long to realize that, well, like I said, the realities of the industry mean that you're getting the worst version of that game. You might as well wait. You'll get all the DLC, you'll get the Game of the Year edition, you'll get all the patches and bug fixes and everything else. And Tomb Raider was a shining example of that. The version that came to PlayStation was better than the one that launched on Xbox. And so it makes me just think of that every time. But in terms of it being an effective marketing strategy, do you think that people see through it, or does it, do you think it'll actually work?
I think obviously, you know, there's some people who see through it, but I wonder if it's just a kind of like vocal minority, the loudest people can see through it, because we're following this stuff all the way through. You know, we're looking at these deals where the average fan of Bioshock probably isn't, and probably just think, oh, it's coming to PlayStation 5 first. We don't, probably won't know when it's going to come to Xbox or wherever, so I'm going to get a PlayStation 5 to buy it, to play it, whatever. However, you know, you mentioned there whether it's going to be this kind of like weird optics thing, whether or not it will work. And I think, like I said there, I think it ultimately will work for Sony. You know, for as much of an uproar as the Spider-Man DLC for Avengers caused, you know, I'm sure that helped. And, you know, when we look at the sales, at least the UK sales, which are seemingly more available than the US sales, it seems like PlayStation 5 and PlayStation generally sort of leading the market share anyway on games sold. So it feels like Sony is just trying to kind of edge out the competition even more by having these timed exclusives tied to their platform, because like you said, they can't go around dropping $7 billion on the likes of a Bethesda or anything like that. Like they don't have the money, but they do have the money to invest incrementally in deals like this.
That Spider-Man thing as well. Like, every time I think of that, I mean, they must be kicking themselves to the point.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
That should have been the most obvious open goal ever. Like, you've got the, you know, Marvel comes to video games and a bigger, you know, multiple characters. It's not just Spider-Man. We're doing the Avengers. Oh, my God. And then just the biggest backfire possible on the game side. But I kind of wonder, I mean, that's the whole thing. Maybe it's just a safer bet to do a timed exclusive thing. Obviously, Spider-Man will stay exclusive to PlayStation, assumedly. I don't think they ever said.
I think so, yeah.
If they're planning a wider thing, but the assumption being with that. But in terms of Bioshock, I mean, Bioshock 4 itself is a new developer. It's Cloud Chamber. So in itself, it's a riskier proposition that it can even live up to the, you know, the Ken Levine games. I know a lot of people like Bioshock 2, but in terms of that franchise, it tends to be one and Infinite that people point out, which are the two that Ken Levine did. I think you're a bigger Bioshock fan than me anyway, but in terms of the game itself, like, does it feel like a big get? Like the sort of thing that you like would go to PlayStation 4 at this point?
I think so. You know, Bioshock, like you said, it's been away for a long time, but I think that's only, you know, fed into an eagerness to want to see it come back. Like you said, the original developers aren't involved, the original creator isn't involved, but at the same time, the fact that it's a new studio is kind of exciting because you want to know what they're going to do, what new things are they going to bring to the table. For me, it kind of feels like a bit of a fresh start. I don't even think it'll be called Bioshock 4 officially. I can't imagine they'll stick that 4 in the title. I imagine it'll just have a subtitle because it is such a... it feels like such a big break, unless they just, you know, maybe they go back to Rapture and just repeat themselves, but I hope not. You mentioned something interesting before, though, you know, when you said that, you know, if people wait, they get the best version of the game. Yeah. And while I fully agree, that is true. And on paper, it is totally correct. And I have said the exact same thing in these videos before. I am a terrible person and I don't take that advice. I don't wait for things to come out.
No one takes the advice.
You know, it's funny. We all sit here and we go, yeah, you get the best version of the game if you wait a year / 2 years. Get all the DLC, get it cheap, get the best version. And then here we are buying Cyberpunk day one and being disappointed every single time. Like, you know, for as much as it is easy to say or to write that you can wait and you can get the best version of the game and that it doesn't really matter if something's timed exclusivity, you're not missing out. The reality is the gaming industry is built around this idea of like formal launch day releases. So like in paper, it's a sound practice to wait, but so many people, we haven't been trained to do that. Like it's been hammered into us since we were kids that you get there first, that you buy it day one, and that's not healthy. But you know, who am I to judge people for doing that when I do the exact same thing myself and I succumb to the same temptations every single time?
Brother, I love a good midnight launch. Midnight launch foot over here. I love it. But it's like, I mean, but that whole thing, that argument, the conversation that you just said, I think usually relates to things that are releasing cross-platform at the same time, or at least releasing on, that's a whole conversation around the state of a game at launch. Like maybe sometimes even waiting a couple of weeks will get you a better version of that game, as opposed to applying that argument to something that is platform restricted. I guess my side of it is just that if you're on the Xbox side, you're not really, like, you are missing out on the new Bioshock, but it will will be better than ever by the time you get to it. I just remember thinking back, I mean, Rise of the Tomb Raider was, what, 2014, 2015? You know, in the run-up to that launch and the coverage of it and everything, and I, at the time, I didn't have an Xbox One, so I couldn't play it, but I did eventually get it on PlayStation, and like I said, it came with all the DLC. It was just a clearly a better game. It was a better package. It was more worth your money, and it's just that thing where if you're on the other side and you haven't got access to these games, don't worry, ostensibly, is the only sort of underlining sentiment that I'm putting out, is that you will get like a better version of the game in time. But that is up against the reality that the next BioShock is coming to PlayStation first, if all this stuff is true, which in itself is maybe that's all they need. Like, that's a big enough headline in itself.
It is true, and unless I'm wrong, unless my memory is failing me, I'm pretty sure like the original BioShock was Xbox exclusive and then came to PlayStation at a later date. I think it came to PlayStation like 2008 or something, maybe a little bit later. And it's funny that now we're getting into this new era of BioShock and history might be reversing itself, and now things have switched the teams, as it were.
Kind of like with Mass Effect as well, like the original Mass Effect, like, you know, wasn't available on PlayStation until right now, the Legendary Edition. So it's like, yeah, there are a couple of different deals being made, I guess. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Where's your head at in regards to BioShock 4 anyway, and what do you think will happen if that gets tied to PlayStation going forward? For now, Ivan Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.